With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. The weekend forecast is calling for bitter cold temperatures, snow, and strong winds. A stark reminder that winter's not quite done with us yet. Missoula National Weather Service meteorologist Travis Booth says a blast of Arctic air started spilling over the Continental Divide this morning.
The coldest temperatures as far as daytime highs go will be on Saturday. We're looking at teens and 20s across western Montana, so that's anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below normal.
Western Montana's valleys by Sunday morning could see low temperatures anywhere from a few degrees below zero to single digits. And that doesn't even take into account the expected gusty winds.
Yes, gusts anywhere 40 to 50 miles per hour. Saturday morning, we look to have wind chills anywhere from, say, 10 to 20 below in northwest Montana, and right around zero here in Missoula.
Most of western Montana's valleys will pick up anywhere from a trace amount of snow to a couple of inches, but there will be exceptions.
Some of those more narrow valleys, Thompson Falls, headed up to Libby, Troy, it's perhaps 4 to 6 inches of snow. And then with the passes, say 4 to 6 inches of snow for Lookout Pass, similar for Marias, you know, several inches for the other passes in the area.
This system won't just be limited to western and central Montana. Great Falls could get up to a foot of fresh snow.
If we took I-90 northward all the way to the border with North Dakota, would be eventual impacts from snowfall. The coldest temperatures, though, look to be along the divide and just east of the divide, not so much into the eastern part of the state.
Forecasters expect a gradual warm-up after this weekend, with highs climbing back into the 40s by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. You can find more local news on our website, mtpr.org, or by subscribing to the Montana Public Radio News podcast. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio News.